Hi, this is Deborah Isle from Romeo Void. And you're listening to the New Wave Music Podcast.
Welcome back to another episode of the New Wave Music Podcast. You'll know me as T-Bone.
And as always, you're going to know me as Steve.
Hey, we'd like to thank our listeners in Lake Elsinore, California. We really appreciate you listening to us there.
Well, T-Bone, let's kick off this episode. Today, we're going to be listening to Peter Garrett's latest solo album. You're going to no doubt remember Peter Garrett from his band Midnight Oil. They had such hits as Beds Are Burning. Blue Sky Mine. Who's gonna save me? Who's gonna save me? Who's gonna save me? But if I work all day on the blue sky mine, there'll be food on the table tonight. And if I walk up and down on the blue sky mine, there'll be pay in your pocket tonight. And when the generals talk.
Steve, so his new album is The True North, just came out here in 2024. This is only the second solo album from Peter. He was with the hugely popular band Midnight Oil. His first album, A Version of Now, was released in 2016. So this album obviously has Peter Garrett on vocals and, strangely enough, harp, but also Martin Rotsey on guitar. Now, Martin was a member of Midnight Oil. Ollie Thorpe on pedal steel guitar, Rowan Lane on bass, Evan Mannell on drums, Heather Shannon on piano and keyboards, and Tony Buchan on synths.
And I really love the name you gave his band, The Alter Egos.
Yes, right.
And something I didn't know until I was doing some show prep for this, T-Bone, but the artwork for The True North was actually done by Peter Garrett's daughter.
Oh, is that right?
Well, let's jump into the album. The True North opens up with the title track, The True North.
And hopeful in our hearts, we resolve to lift the burden of our days, now magnified in the true north.
To kick off the album, we get almost a very somber anthem. It's a slow burn of a song, along with Peter's delivery of lyrics to pull you in and give you that feel of what you're in for this album. For me, the stripped-down track worked very well and made for a very effective listen.
Yeah, you know, he does open this album with kind of a hymn-like song with a subject that we will find common on the rest of this album, just as he did with Midnight Oil. The musicianship is very subdued, with a haunting synth line running under some simple guitar and percussion. He has that voice that we're all so familiar with, and even at 70 years old, his voice still has that sense of urgency that we've always known. This is a slower song. It's a fine way to open up this album, I think.
And that's going to take us to track number two, Pado.
Across the mountain, the weathermen pray, their private universe melting away. Led by the ignorant habit of life, father, son, mother, daughter, we can fight. Die your mother, why can't they hear you, see you, love you, leave you, revere you? Philosopher, father, the saint in the clouds, the morals, the churches, prices are down.
The album picks up the pace with this track. I like the bits of piano that were mixed in with some great bass work. Peter's vocal delivery on this one I found to be fantastic. He delivers a semi-spoken, almost jazz delivery.
mixed with some very effective music riffs that's going to pull you right into the song. The song comes to a climax when that chorus hits, and I'm all in on this one.
Yeah, you know, you mentioned that the pace picks up, but really it's kind of only a slight amount for this track. The thing that I found most interesting about is sort of, as you mentioned, that jazz kind of vocal approach to the lyrics, but I felt that at times it was more of a hip-hop sound, something that accompanied by a drum beat that matches that style. The guitar work is also pretty strong with some jarring but appropriate inclusions. In addition, something that I really liked, you kind of just mentioned a moment ago, even though it's really minor in some, most respects, is that small piano addition that works its way in. I like that as well.
Yeah, it was a really nice highlight.
Yes. So up next is a third track, Innocence, Parts 1 and 2.
Not anybody else in the world might tell ya. Anybody else in the world might say. Anybody else in the world might tell ya. It's too late. Hey, hey, hey.
Steve, I'm very torn on this track, and I'll get to why in just a moment. While this is not a Midnight Oil album, it's hard not to compare this solo work to that band. And the first part of this song is a perfect example. As we begin, it has everything that made that band so successful. As good as the first two songs are, this is the one where the album really picks up. Peter's passionate vocals, sung with strength and vigor, are a highlight, and the musicianship is fantastic, with a strong beat and great use of both acoustic and electric guitar. But, and this is where the song didn't get included as one of my favorites on the album, at the 3:46 mark, Peter goes into spoken word on this 7-minute song.
So I imagine a court of climate criminals crowded with PMs and sheiks and presidents, Woodside corporate titans, all well-groomed, the best jargon, delivering profits from frying the planet and roasting us alive, puncturing the thin blue protection line.
It's the second part of this song, as we mentioned, the title being Innocence Part 1 and 2. For me, that's where the song lost some of its appeal. The instrumentation during it, from the acoustic guitar, bass, drum, and piano, as well as some smooth backing vocals, are a plus, but just not enough to justify this song's second half.
Well, Timon, I believe this was the first single on the album, and I can see why. It starts out with some great up-tempo musicianship mixed with Peter's vocals. I found that guitar work throughout the song was great. Peter's delivery of the lyrics of wit, and at times a bit snarkiness, really made this song work. But we're not done with this song. As you mentioned, it does flow right into part two, which slows the tempo down and the tone of the song gets a bit more somber. Peter's vocals did switch to spoken word. This one really worked for me. And my only complaint was on this song is it really could have been broken up into two songs, as it kind of really has that shift and even a pause where one song ends and the next one begins.
I couldn't agree with you more. And I brought this up to you or when we were starting to write our notes, that I thought maybe my track listing was wrong because there is that break. And you're absolutely right. I completely agree with you that it really should have just been two different songs. It doesn't really make a whole lot of sense having that break and then going into the spoken word. I've never really been a fan of most spoken word songs. I think it's kind of lazy, to tell you the truth. But yeah, I felt the first half of that song was phenomenal. Second half, not so much.
Yeah, I think we're going to differ just a little bit on that. I really liked how it worked as whole, but let's see what we think about the next track.
All right, and that's number 4, Hey Archetype.
There's a corresponding struggle as the masses quietly huddle, waiting for a glimpse, another burst. Hey, is there nothing in this world that makes you cry? Hey, is there nothing left that's sacred? Nothing left that makes you want to try.
The way this track opens is phenomenal, with fast-paced rockabilly-style instrumentation, great drumming, and the use of acoustic guitar. The use of some steel pedal guitar comes in along with the regular guitar work, and it's a fantastic addition. And adding a great touch is some harmonica playing in the middle of the song.
Yeah, you're right. Once again, the album changes tempos and we're treated to some rockabilly from Peter Garrett, which I didn't think I'd ever hear, and it worked really well. This one, Peter's vocals are again on point, as is the musicianship, and we, like you mentioned, we're even treated to some harmonica work. I really enjoyed the backing vocals of the hey-hey along with the blend of Peter's vocals, the guitar melody, and the harmonica, made this another album highlight for me. That's going to move us to track number 5, Permaglow.
It's no one's an island, nor is meant to be. Staring at the night sky, what's become of me? The screen is permaglow, no fireflies hovering. The door is always closed, no one is bothering.
This song kicks off right out of the gate with Peter's vocals mixed with a great bass line that melds into an enjoyable melody. Some light keyboard mixed against the music made for a nice highlight as well. Another highlight of this track was when it reaches that infectious chorus and flows into a great music melody. Also, the vocal delivery of Peter doing Remember, Remember was, to me, was an added highlight.
Yeah, you know, this is actually my favorite song on the album. The opening of this track with a steady guitar line and some synths underneath doesn't relay how this track will change as the chorus comes in. It's at that point that the pace of the song changes with powerful vocals from Garrett. This is yet another track that brings back fond memories of Midnight Oil. The instrumentation at times is all over the place, but it works wonderfully with the overall structure of the song.
Moving on to track number 6, Human Playground.
Time is on the move, a hungry beast, there's much to do.
Here we get another one of my favorite songs on the album. I was really drawn into the lyrics, such as Push So Hard It Hurts. The musicianship on this track really stands out, and I like the various music changes and tempo we are treated to. One thing I don't think we've mentioned yet, T-Bone, is how well these tracks flow from one to another. And to me, that just adds another bit of enjoyment that I'm having listening to this album.
Yeah, I completely agree with you on the flow. I mean, it's going from one song to another and really does work very well. Now, as this song begins, Peter and the band slow things down a fair amount on this track. The chorus does pick things up a little, and that part is exceptional, but the pace of this track is certainly not an issue. It gives Garrett the chance to shine vocally. He has the same kind of passion that we've come to know over the years. The guitar, both parts electric and acoustic, greatly enhance this track, as well as a smattering of piano. So that'll take us up to the 7th track, Kurawan.
There's a straightforward explanation, no last minute relocations. There is no way out. Still our hopes are like shooting stars, tracing dreams in the sky. Our memories bind and anchor us by and by.
So, Steve, here we have a track that references the 2019 bushfire in Kurawan, Australia, that lasted 74 days. This is a good song, and the musicianship is solid, but it's not one of the most interesting songs on the album. I think it's probably a good idea to bury it a little bit later in the album. Garrett, never one to shy away from environmental issues, adds another to this songwriting collection.
And for me, T-Bone, I really like how some strong guitars really set the mood and tempo on this track. I like how the mix of bass and acoustic guitars mixed with Peter's vocals worked really well. For me, though, like you said, this was kind of the weakest track on a very solid album. And it's a song that I still would say it's very much worth listening to, but just the quality of what we've heard before it, it's probably the weakest track on the album.
All right, and so that'll take us up to the 8th track, Meltdown.
Because we're now living in a very wide world where boiling frogs, it's a Facebook blur.
Some rather simple but quite beautiful piano opens this track. Not too long into the song, the percussion and the guitar make their way in, giving the lyrics of potential global devastation a more serious weight. And while that sounds heavy, frankly something that we'd expect from Peter, it is, but it's still primarily a rock song with a great pace.
I really liked how that piano melody that drives this kind of semi-ballad. I also really liked how the song, and really the whole album in whole, Peter's vocals do not sound overproduced. You mentioned his age at 70. He sounds fantastic. The tempo does pick up about halfway through this track with some driving percussions. Yes, T-Bone, this is another track that I would recommend. Moving on to track number 9, Everybody.
Everybody should lay weapons down. Sticks and stones, words and bombs, buried in the sodden ground. Some people really must lay weapons down.
As the album comes to a close, we get this final song. Much like the opening track, it's a bit more somber in tone, but I like kind of the bookend effect that this album had, and it worked very effective while listening to this album in its entirety. The lyrics I found to be really effective, and that slight drum roll that comes into the mix works so well for me. As we say, this is a track you really need to listen to with some good headphones to pick up each of the music cues that come into this song. Yes, it's another track that I would highly recommend.
Yeah, absolutely. The album closes with a very passionate plea for all of us to do more when it comes to the concerns of today. It's sung and played more in a ballad form, like you mentioned. And while the point is well taken, we've had a few other of these types of songs on the album. I personally would have liked to go out with a bang. Still, I do give credit to Peter for expressing these worries of our times. For better or worse, not many artists are willing to be as political as he has done here. Fortunately, with both his vocals and the superb musicianship, it doesn't rely solely on that message. There's plenty to get from this song, as well as the others, simply through the art, excluding the message.
Well, T-Bone, if you couldn't tell, I highly enjoyed this album. Without a doubt, if you're a Midnight Oil fan, you need to pick up this album. This album, actually, I'm going to say, is currently my number one album of the year. Midnight Oil might be done, but Peter Garrett shows no signs of slowing down. For me, this album is nothing short of a highly recommend.
Right, Steve. Midnight Oil has not said they are done recording. Touring, yes, but I know I would love to hear new material from them in the future. In the meantime, here we have an album that in many ways continues the sound and maybe more importantly, a style and approach to the songs that fits in perfectly with their catalog. I will say it did take a few listens for me to fully appreciate what was offered, but after that, I was sold. I was assuming that Midnight Oil was a collective effort, but here, as a solo artist, Peter Garrett has shown, with the musicians he's put together, that he has both the songwriting and singing talent to continue making great music. So I, too, highly recommend checking this one out, especially if you are an Oils fan.
Well, T-Bone, I think we've got a ton of music news to get to, so let's jump into that.
Right, it has been a little while since we've done some. So first up, we have a new single from Blancmange, Again, I Wait for the World. It's from their upcoming Everything is Connected, the best of Blancmange 1979 to 2024.
And The Alarm just announced a kind of a limited edition album called Music Television. They dropped the first single, The Man Who Sold the World.
Oh no, not me. We never lost control. Your face to face with the man who sold.
Yes, it's going to be an album full of covers that were inspired from the MTV golden era. And it's a very limited edition album. If you want that, I'd jump on that and grab that. We're going to be diving into that album in a future episode here on the New Wave Music Podcast.
Now, that came out April 19th?
Yes.
Okay, and it's not available on downloads. It's CD only?
It's CD and vinyl only. The vinyls have sold out during pre-order, so it's okay. Just CD at this point. And I think The Alarm did say on their new tour, you can purchase the CD at their tour.
Oh, good news. And also, there's a new Blow Monkey single called Not the Only Game in Town.
We're not the only game in town. They whisper in the streets. The streets. dance on the breeze. Say we're not the only game in town.
From their upcoming album, Together Alone, and that's due out in May.
Yeah, I really like that song. I'm really looking forward to that whole album in its entirety, so hopefully it keeps up to the quality of what we've heard.
Absolutely.
And David Jay, who you're going to remember from Love and Rockets and Bauhaus, he has a new single out called Oh No, Not Another Songwriter.
This is my life in 27 verses, each line torn from my heart. With a subtext that bears the inscription, hey, don't you think that I'm smart? Signed, a songwriter. Songwriter.
This is from his upcoming double album, Tracks from the Attic, which is a bunch of demos that he's had over his career. And yeah, I believe that's going to be coming out in the near future.
And then we have new Pet Shop Boys called Dancing Star.
A troublemaker among some.
From their upcoming album, Nonetheless, and that is scheduled for April 26th.
And T-Bone, we actually got some tour dates as well. The Stray Cats are getting back together and hitting the road, and it's all three of the original members, Brian Setzer, Lee Rocker, and Slim Jim Phantom. They're going to be kicking off their tour on July 27th in Washington, and that tour looks like it's going to wrap up in August 17th in Bridgeport, Connecticut.
Yeah, and then we talked about Peter Garrett, of course, in Midnight Oil. Rob Hurst, Jim Mogeen, and I might be butchering his name. He can come on the podcast if he'd like and tell me if I pronounce that incorrectly. And their friend Hamish Stewart, they have an EP called Red Continent. And then also Jim has a memoir which he published called The Silver River that came out on March 6th.
All right, T-Bone, well, I think that's enough of the music news. Why don't you go ahead and take us to our next review?
Yeah, so this one is going to be for the new Modern English. You'll, of course, remember them from such songs as I'll Melt With You.
You've seen the difference, and it's getting better all the time. There's nothing you and I won't do. I'll stop the world and melt with you.
Hands Across the Sea.
Stretch your hands.
And Carry Me Down.
You know I won't believe you. You know I won't believe inside for now. There's something in the air as I know it won't carry me down.
Now, this one is called 1234. Just came out here in 2024. This is the ninth studio album from the band. This one is preceded by both the excellent soundtrack from 2010 and Take Me to the Trees from 2016. We have on this album Robbie Gray on vocals, Gary McDowell on guitars, Michael Conroy on bass, Stephen Walker on synths and piano. Now, those four are original members. Then we also have Gabriel Sullivan on some additional guitars and Richard Chandler on drums.
Yeah, T-Bone, when you've been kind of talking this album up, you heard a little bit of it live, I think, last year at Queer World. I'm curious to see what you think about it. I'm curious to see what our thoughts are. I'm coming into this as a complete newbie for Modern English. I know them as I'll Melt With You.
All right. Well, let's start the album off on the first track, Long in the Tooth.
It's taken a lifetime.
So, Steve, this is one of my favorite songs on the album, and I think this is the right one to open this up. Pounding piano under a driving guitar set the tone on what we're going to find on this album. I had read that the approach of this album was to give it more of a live sound, Whether that article was right or not, this track has that raw sound as though you're right there with them. I particularly like how late in the song, most of the instruments, sans the drums, fade away for a short period, then they come right back to conclude this track. As with a number of songs on this album, it's relatively short. I enjoyed it so much, I could have had it go on for quite a bit longer.
Well, T-Bone, for me, I was kind of surprised how this opened up with more of a rock or maybe a punk type tempo. Again, I was not expecting that from, I know one song from this band. The various musicians, to me, are on point. The guitars, the percussion, and that synth melody was a nice highlight. I was a bit pulled out by the distorted vocals of Robbie, though. To be honest, the vocal delivery to me, I felt, was a huge distraction. I couldn't tell at times if they were distorted as maybe an artistic delivery. But then again, also through as the song goes on, they also come across that he was maybe struggling to keep up with the song. Hopefully, we get better vocal mix in the tracks to come.
All right, so up next is the second track, Not My Leader.
You're not my leader. It's like you never lost, stealing all our hearts, invading my today. Yes, just take away. It's like you never tried just to stop the lies. You just wasted all our time.
This is the first of a few political songs. Not all are about politics specifically like this one. We say it all too often, but this is a great track that you need to listen to with some good headphones. There's a great movement between the instruments that really come alive when listened to properly. Robbie sounds as good as ever. He has a voice that has clearly matured over the years, but he still commands every song.
Again, solid musicianship throughout this song, but I'm also happy to say Robbie's vocals sound great on this track. This is one of the album highlights for me. It's a song I think everybody can relate to these days. Solid lyrics, great music melody, and a great vocal delivery made this one a song to check out. That's going to take us to track number 3, Not Fake. To open this track, we're greeted to a bit of a whirling effect mixed with some synths and percussions. Robbie's vocals are mixed to have a slight distortion, but not to the levels of the opening track. It's still one I did enjoy, and I'd say it's worth a listen.
I agree with you. That whirling synth line just below the guitars, it's a great idea and continues at different points during the song. There's a strong power to this track, and Robbie really belts out the vocals, alternating with power at times and a little more subtlety at just the correct place. Gary, a very talented and highly tattooed guitarist, plays at the seasoned professional he is, but it's the drums on this track that I found most alluring.
Let's move on to track number 4, Exploding. I like the guitar tempo and the melody that drives this track, but I quickly found myself losing interest in the song the more it went on. The vocals are mixed again with heavy distortion, which, as I said before, I found it to be a huge distraction and just did not work for me. And I'm going to be honest, as the song hit the point where the guitar starts giving you some backfeed, that went on way too long, and in fact, this song is 5 minutes long, but it felt at times almost it went on for almost 10 minutes, but really it's only 5 minutes in length. This song did not work for me at all.
Wow, we had listened to two separate albums, I think, because this is yet another one of my favorite songs on the album. And you're right, it is the longest. It literally has everything. Robbie opens with a brief set of spoken word, but before long, his regular vocals make their appearance. Gary gets in some feedback guitars to begin the track that are amazing. It creates an otherworldly feeling. Through the songs, especially as it ends, he continues the feedback in a marvelous way. Without it, the song would not have worked nearly as well. It was a bold and smart move. Michael's bass line, along with the song's regular guitar, is exceptional, and the percussion is steady and strong. I really don't know where you're getting the vocal
distortion.
Distortion.
Just, that's how his vocals come across to me at times. I don't know if they're trying to mask his age that he can't keep up with it, or if it's overproduced or what. But then on times on other tracks, he sounds great.
Yeah, so. I don't know where that's coming from you, because I don't get that whatsoever. All right, up next is the fifth track, Plastic. This album starts off with an incredible synth line that we haven't seen so far on the album, but Gary gets right in there as well with some strong guitar work. This is another political song, but with an environmental angle. This one is really Steven's song to shine, though. The synths get a significant showcase and are unquestionably the highlight of this track.
Well, T-Bone, I think we're listening to two different albums, because here we get another song that just took me right out of this.
Wow.
I found the lyrics to be lazy and ineffective. And the ending of the song with that distortion effect, I think you're talking about the synth effect. Might have just been nails on a chalkboard for me. I just did not care for this song at all. And another thing on this one, it kind of gets a little bit more political with the whole message about plastic, but it's done in a way that I felt very ineffective. We just heard someone who could deliver a political message with Peter Garrett's album. It's not beating you over the head with it. Makes it for an enjoyable song. This is the complete polar opposite.
Okay.
Well, let's see how we feel about track number 6, Crazy Lovers.
I'm the kind of person that can't be found. I'm always listening to sound. It all goes round and round. It all goes round.
T-Bone, just when I was about to give up hope on this album, this track comes along and pulls me right back into it. Tight musicianship and a good vocal mix from Robbie really made this one to be a highlight. I really liked how the various vocal changes happen when Robbie's asking, I don't know what time it is, I don't know what day it is. The music melody is also on point, and this one was the album highlight for me.
Good, I'm glad to hear that. Yeah, because this is another one of my favorite songs on the album. Synths coming directly from OMD opened this song. But while it's repeated a few times during the track, it's forgiven. Robbie sounds great, and I completely disagree with you on it, but I feel he's been that way on every track so far. The guitar work is equally impressive. It's nothing outrageous, but it fits in just perfectly with the rest of the musicianship.
All right, we'll see if we agree on track number 7, I Know Your Soul. Again, we're treated to some solid musicianship to kick off this track. And yes, Robbie's vocals are not distorted on this one. This one, to me, they had various musical cues that will remind you of their hit, I'll Melt With You. Especially that subtle humming at points throughout the song. It's another track I can get behind and recommend.
Yeah, both the bass and the guitar are right up front on as this track begins. This is more of a ballad, something that we haven't heard so far on this album, and it's sung quite beautifully by Robbie. Now, it's so funny that you mentioned that, Steve, because if there's any other song that has that recognizable I'll Melt With You sound, it would be this one. I think we completely agree together on this, and even though it is a little bit more of a slower pace. So that'll take us up to the 8th track, Genius.
A genius.
band greatly slows things down with this track. The guitar in dual roles, both as a normal riff, but also a little bit of feedback, make for an exceptional sound. The bass line, hidden at times below that guitar work, helps to hold the song together. The lyrics aren't all that interesting, repeating themselves a little too much, but they still are a decent combination with the instrumentation.
Well, T-Bone, just as I was getting back into this album, we get to this track. How this song starts out with the tempo and the vocal mix, I could tell this song was going on a trip that I did not want to go on. This is another track that I found to get dull really fast and pull you right out of the album, which unfortunately for me seems to be the trend.
All right, the next track is the ninth, Out to Lunch.
The two things are the same.
I particularly like the way the bass and synth work together as the song opens before a strong guitar line comes in. While Robbie is absolutely part of this song, his vocals actually seem a bit secondary. The instrumentation on this track just may be some of the strongest that we've heard on the album.
Driving percussions and some synth work opened this track and tried to get me back into it. But yet again, we get distorted Robbie with his vocals. And by now, I know we're going to get another subpar song. And this song is another track I would say skip. And that's going to, we're going to reach the final track, track number 10, Voices.
Sitting in your room with your thoughts and your gun. So sad and lonely. If you listen to Karen Carpenter, she'll sue you.
As we close out the album, we get some good unmixed vocals, so I have hope that we're going to end this album on a high note. The music comes into the mix, delivering a slow tempo mixed in with some great synths. I did find the lyrics creative, such as, if you listen to Karen Carpenter, she'll soothe you. It's not a strong finish to close out the album, but I'll take this song over some of the other ones that have come before it.
Yeah, you know, Steve, I found this closing song to be quite haunting. Just a simple synth line and Robbie singing along with a very reverential backing vocals. Gary's guitar work is very precise, not necessarily anything too complicated, but for a slower song, it really works. But as the song continues, the synth comes in stronger and in quite a jarring way. Nothing that pulls you out of the song, but they have a strange effect. This song does seem like a strange way to finish the album. Its pace is very deliberate and certainly creates an unsettling response. Not in a bad way in any respects, but one that does leave a specific impression.
Well, T-Bone, going into this review, I knew Modern English really offer their hit, I'll Melt With You. There were a few songs on this album I did enjoy, but most of the album was really painful for me to get through. To me, Modern English is a one-hit wonder, and this album did nothing to change my mind of it. I'll give a slight recommendation to the songs Not My Leader and Crazy Lovers, but beyond those songs, stay far away from this album.
Yeah, I see that's probably the problem, Steve, is you're not really that well knowledgeable of their history.
I wouldn't say knowledgeable. I just would say I'm not really a fan of Modern English.
Well, that's interesting. Yeah, so let's get this out of the way. With the possible exception of I Know Your Soul, if you're looking for another I Melt With You, you've come to the wrong place. This band hasn't been in that arena for decades. What they have been producing, and that continues with this release, is solid post-punk material. There's a lot to admire with what Modern English has done here. It seems both familiar, while at the same time very distinct. I have looked very much for this album to be released, and to say the least, I'm not disappointed. We're on two different planes here, Steve. Obviously, I highly recommend this album.
Yeah, it's interesting how we kind of just are total opposite of spectrums on this one. I'm really curious what our listeners think. Shoot us an email at newwavemusicpodcast@yahoo.com. Let us know your thoughts. If you like the album, if you agree with T-Bone and this is a fantastic album, or if you want to back me up that this is a subpar album.
All right, and so that's going to bring us to what we'll have next episode. What do we have at next episode?
Well, T-Bone, let me tell you what we have on the next episode. We just found out that we're going to be actually sitting down with Neil Arthur from Blamage. They have a brand new Best Of album coming out. We're going to be talking to him about that album, the history of Blamage, and probably a couple little insights that you're only going to find out here on the New Wave Music Podcast. We hope you join us for that interview.
If this is your first time listening, we thank you and ask that you please subscribe. That's a great way to support us. And if you enjoyed this episode, please feel free to leave us a 5-star review. You can also find us on YouTube, Instagram, and Facebook. Just search for New Wave Music Podcast. We'll catch you on the next episode.